This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Wisconsin winter wind is picking up. A wintry mix of gusty winds and snow comes as a cold front moves through the state today. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. The combination of snow and strong winds is expected to cause blowing and drifting snow, potentially reducing visibility and making driving difficult. It won't be much snow. Forecasters say people should prepare for sub-zero wind chills into tomorrow morning. The recent report about the Milwaukee County Jail showed significant safety issues, with county board supervisors trying to learn more this week. Elected officials questioned the sheriff and the jail supervisor about the audit that highlighted problems like inadequate monitoring of inmates on suicide watch and inconsistent communication with medical staff. Supervisors said they're working on a way to ensure necessary changes are made, with another report expected in a few months. A Milwaukee woman will spend 6 years in prison for a February shooting at a West Allis roller rink. The incident involving Ashley Jones injured a security guard and a 13-year-old. The altercation started with a fight inside the rink, leading to Jones getting thrown out. She pleaded guilty to reckless injury, avoiding more severe charges. And fine art for kids is free. The Milwaukee Art Museum has announced free admission for kids 12 and under. That's thanks to a gift from a donor. A statement says the generous donation aims to provide children with access to world-class art experiences and to foster family engagement. The gun deer season saw a surge in both hunter participation and the deer harvest. The DNR says about 190,000 deer were taken, marking an increase of about 5% from last year. The season proved to be one of the safest on record, with only one non-fatal hunting-related shooting incident reported. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Badgers lose to Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers lost to Michigan last night, 67-64 in the Kohl Center. Wisconsin now 8-1, their first loss of the season. Greg Gard.
As I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, the ability to defend, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half. A lot of them were all long rebounds and wild possessions. And then untimely turnovers.
The Badgers face Marquette Saturday in Milwaukee. Marquette on the road tonight against Iowa State. The Bucks advance to the NBA Cup quarterfinals after a 127-107 win over the Pistons in Detroit. Damian Lillard.
Coming into this game, they knew it was a big game for them, but it was a big game for us too. Closer towards, you know, getting to Vegas. Also closer towards becoming the team that we want to continue to become.
NFL, the 9-3 Packers head to Detroit to face the 11-1 Lions tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Josh Jacobs says it'll be a showdown.
Obviously, you know, they've been rolling. They've been playing really good ball. So we feel like we've been playing good ball, too. You know, they the top of the division, and that's what we hunting. So it's going to be fun.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sharon Stone has accused director Sam Raimi of having no loyalty. That's according to Deadline. The two worked together on Raimi's fantastic film, The Quick and the Dead, on which Stone was a producer. She says after that film, Raimi went on to direct big films and totally forgot about her. Stone credits herself for bringing Raimi from B-movies to A-list movies. That might be true, but she also took credit for Russell Crowe and Leonardo DiCaprio's stardom. Great actress, but who knew she was a kingmaker? If you're one of those people who still watches Saturday Night Live, good for you. There are still some good laughs here and there. Also, you can look forward to former cast regulars Chris Rock and Martin Short hosting before Christmas. Rock will host December 14th, and Martin Short will host December 21st. This coming Saturday, Paul Mescal hosts with Shaboozey as the musical guest. Enjoy! When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever, and as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.